Acting Class Weekly with legendary character actor Sean Whelan. Lessons, tips, and insight into the craft and business of acting from a man who's been directed by the likes of Spielberg, Eastwood, Tim Burton, Ang Lee, Michael Bay, Wes Craven, Tom Hanks, and many more of Hollywood's A-list. He is 30 years an actor and your professor, Sean Whelan.
Roxy, we have to keep it brief because we've got a lot to get to. I know you want to get into this topic
so badly.
She's been begging me about this.
I twisted
forever.
Your arm about
she
this.
Did. Well, you she didn't did. We've got an exciting so jacket/sweater talk has to be minimal today.
Okay, all right. What
very
is
minimal.
It? Talk to me quick. Then.
We're learning something important, so I felt very like student-y, teacher-y, like an academic feel because Megan's going to teach us so much today. So it was kind of an academic vibe.
The
That's why I went with that.
The professor becomes a student.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And as you heard me mention Megan Williams, she's been on the show before. She's one of my favorite students, hard worker, person who doesn't make a lot of excuses, always looking for ways to find solutions, not problems. I'm really happy to have her back. She's going to talk about something exciting. Guys, you don't have to wait to get your SAG card, you can actually get it yourself. Now, it's not easy or because nothing is, but you can actually push up the timeline and not wait just to get your vouchers from doing background work and stuff like that. So Megan Williams is our special guest. As always, Roxy Stryer, Miss Phenomenal.
Let me ask you this. Is Megan our first repeat guest on the show? Is she the first person that we're bringing in twice?
No. Gabe Greer, I think. No, Holly Gagné.
Oh, I almost gave you a cool title, but I take it back.
All right. And
How dare I?
Mr. Funtabulous, I know you're anxious about this too. Jeff Graham in the booth.
Very anxious. I'm like, not only will it be informative, but I'm kind of a nerd for like systems. So I'm excited to like hear it broken down.
Yeah, to break it down.
Because this isn't really cheating the system. It's working within the system. So it's got Jeff Graham written all over it.
Yeah. So what we're doing today is Megan is going to break us down on how she actually, now this isn't all theory. She did this. She actually did it. She wrote, produced, created a short film for herself that was through SAG so she could become SAG eligible. So it's very exciting. Obviously, we're going to do Sean's Week. And at the end, I will talk about a short that I did, Psyche on Melrose, which turned into Psyche on Vine, which turned into a play, which is now a TV thing that, you know, and that's how I met.
Partially how we're working together.
How we're working together. So it's an exciting show. But before we do all that, as always, we're going to do Sean's Week. I don't know. I feel, you know, give me a vibe because I've been throwing out vibes.
I'm feeling energetic today.
Energetic.
So alive.
Extra tea.
Yo, I'm spilling that tea.
You're spilling
down
the tea.
My throat with
you're
the
spilling
caffeine.
The tea, yes. And you've got your Harley Quinn vibe going.
Ooh, I'm going to be Harley for this. Everybody else just be energy. Cool.
Well, can I be the a Batman?
You
let's be
Mr.
a Batman.
J?
Yeah, let's be a Batman-ish.
Okay. Well, then
Batman
I'm going to be
vibe.
Poison Ivy.
Okay.
Okay, you can
so
be Poison Ivy. So we have
here.
To say we say Sean Week in a tone. Ready? One, two, three.
Sean Week.
Ooh, were you Mr. Freeze, Mr. Funtabulous?
I'm not super good at heroes. I love her. I kind of went for like a Voldemort type.
That's okay.
Oh, yes, my favorite okay. DC character.
I know. It's like the best I got. That's the best I got. Sorry,
like the totally wrong. Yeah. It's fine. But you love systems.
I love
so,
a system.
Right. So what did it happen in my week? Because of our social media episodes, we had two back to back. Yvonne was so pumped. Our photographer, who you guys have seen in my episode about headshots, she actually took the fabulous Megan Williams headshots. We all love Yvonne.
And
oh, that's right.
She
Roxy's
took my
as well.
Too.
That's true.
Thank you.
That's true. That's true. I
Thank
forgot
you.
About that. She's super. She said, you know what? To thank her for my headshots that she did last week, she said, let's get some Instagram stuff. And we did a bunch of goofy, crazy shots in Malibu yesterday. So that was really fun. I am updating and uploading things to my Actors Access page. I'm now cutting together the scene from I did Rob Zombie's movie. I am locking down my location for Crust. We were negotiating, you know, back and forth a little bit. They were playing hardball. We were going after that. But I think we're going to lock that down. And then Suba, who was here a couple weeks ago, she just had a huge audition. Man, we worked. So we worked for like 2.5 hours.
Suba be booking.
Suba, well, we just worked on it yesterday. And so far, so good. She got some very nice feedback in the, you know, just she got good feedback. I can't say anything more than that. But that was really exciting.
Some might say it's all because of her coach.
For all of you guys, I want to say that we now have an email. Now, in no way am I saying please not rate, comment, subscribe on the places that you listen to us. That's really important to us. But if you have questions, if you have topics, the email is actingclassweekly@gmail.com. actingclassweekly@gmail.com. Please, please, please. We would love to do a live remote from an acting school if you're in LA. I would love to come and do a workshop at your school or acting school to teach scene study, sketch writing, improv. You can reach me at Acting Class Weekly. Or if you guys have specific questions, we love that. So then we can just gather a bunch and do a Q&A show. It's actingclassweekly@gmail.com.
So simple. How did you
Legitimately,
Sean, how'd you get that?
I literally typed it in and it was fine. I thought I'd have to say with Sean Whalen, but I didn't. And the password is fun, too, but I can't tell you guys the
password.
Don't say
that.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Don't say that out loud.
I will not. But so the questions, and if you'd like to book me, or even if you're a prospective student, you can email me there. But we don't want you to rate, comment, and give us all the props on that email. You can, but then I would send you to the podcast places, because that's important. And Roxy will explain why. That's the best. Come on. That was the best transition I've had.
Just to clarify, he said, we don't want you to rate. That's how you.
No, on the email. On the email.
Luckily, nobody listened to you when you said, don't rate, comment, and subscribe. Because people are rating, commenting, and subscribing.
All right.
And you guys should be doing that, too. If you're listening to me right now or watching, take a second to give 5 stars, that thumbs up. Write a comment. We read them every week. We got an awesome comment this week on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate this coming from Amanda sometimes.
Okay.
I wonder who Amanda is at other times.
Right.
Amanda gave us 5 stars and titled this Great Podcast for Anyone.
Ooh.
She says, absolutely love this podcast. A couple from my acting class referred me to this podcast, and I've been listening since. It has been such a great guide and support during all last year, which was my first year stepping into acting. I knew right away who Sean was since I loved him since People Under the Stairs, and have become a fan of Roxy and Jeff as well. It's like we paid somebody to write this, but
it's crazy.
I love seeing and hearing from both sides of someone who's been acting for a long time, as well as the honest questions that Roxy asks during the show from someone getting more into acting. Love the guests they have come on, and I really hope this podcast stays on for a long time. A question I have, which I know may have been answered during the beginning self-care. During the beginning self-care shows is something that I've been struggling with, which is an obvious hinder. Any other tips for someone who really struggles with getting out of their own head and anxiety / nervousness of being seen in front of others to be able to deliver or to help with letting go and confidence in general? Is this something that just takes time that a lot of actors may struggle with? Or Sean, have you worked with any students ever who just couldn't get over this? Thank you both. Love from San Diego. Then there's a heart. P.S. Would be great to have a workshop from you through my acting class down here. Thank you, Amanda at Amanda Sometimes.
Wow.
Epic comment from Amanda Sometimes.
Amanda Sometimes, thank you for the epic comment. Please email me about the San Diego workshop. The only thing I can tell you is, if the tips I gave did not help, then you need to find your own way. I mean, I would honestly go to Amazon or any bookstore and look for things that speak to you on confidence, on getting out of your way. And it is like when you start riding a bike, yes, you're thinking about pedaling. Or driving, like, you know, teaching my daughter, a 16-year-old, to drive, you're thinking about things. Once you start to do it, you don't anymore. So it's the more doing. That for me, for sure. And I listen to Michael Caine's book, and I'm telling you, if you have lines and things like that, just repeat them, repeat them, repeat. Like, he always repeats his lines so much. He said, I just know them like the back of my hand. So to come, and this is a guy who used to throw up every night before his stage entrances. Preparation is key, and then just committing to the character. So But if the things I taught you or on that episode didn't help, then just go to Amazon and really, really look it up and try to find something, even websites and self-help stuff to really help you commit a little deeper so you get the nerves out of the way.
Good tip, Sean. Good tip. So if you guys have questions, again, you can email
actingclassweekly@gmail.com.
But don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
Yes.
Everywhere on the internet.
Okay, so this is really exciting. This is really exciting. Can you get your SAG card on your own timeline? Yes. Is it free and easy? No.
As yay!
I've told my daughters this since they were young. Time or money. It's time or money. And this is a little bit of both. This is a little bit of both, but at least you're not a victim to waiting to see if you get a background work and if you get the voucher. And if you're right.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You're in more control. So quickly recapping, Megan and I met 3 years ago at this point?
Yeah, probably three years ago. Was she in your class?
Yes, when I was teaching at Studio 4, she lived across the street, walked in. We had she had a fun night with us and stuck with me for a long time there. She's coming, you know, she's so busy that she's coming in and out of my sketch class. Hopefully she's coming back soon. And she was just in that in 2018 a little bit. But she decided, and she was very kind to say that, you know, and I said, did I help you? And she said, yeah, because when you asked if you needed anything, I said, sure, I'll be in it. Like, I will always help my students that I think, as I said at the beginning, who work hard, are proactive. And if she says, hey, will you come out and shoot for half a day? And I'll, absolutely, I would. Absolutely. Why not help them? That's how we met. And so, What was the thing that went, I got to figure this out? Because Roxy and I were talking about this, and when I told Roxy about this, she said, I couldn't find it. So take us through what gave you the idea.
Sean, you said when I couldn't find it. Couldn't figure out how to get your SAG card
by producing your own stuff.
Because there's been a lot of changes in new media clauses and what you are allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. So currently, this is February 2020. That we're talking about.
As an evergreen show. Yeah.
So yeah, I would love to hear more about your experience.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So I did do this in June, July, August time. So,
2019.
Yeah, 2019.
So, like eight months ago.
Yeah. So some things I'm sure have changed, but basically what I found was I had moved to LA. I was here for 2 years. I was doing background, but I wasn't getting any vouchers.
Okay.
And I felt super stuck because, you know, I couldn't get a good agent because I wasn't SAG eligible.
Right.
And I didn't have, you know, any big credits on my resume. So people, they just weren't even looking at me.
And you had studied, but you had done, we always say study first. And she had studied and worked hard in several different classes.
Yeah, absolutely. I've taken classes all over town with major names.
Yeah.
But still, the training only gets you so far.
Right.
And then, you know, once you get to a certain point, they expect you to be booking, even if it's on your own or vice versa. They're getting it for you. So I just took it on myself. I was like, okay, well, I'm not getting these credits or vouchers, and I need to be SAG eligible in order to get a better agent and to progress my career. So
how did you find this specific option?
So I had a script that I had had for a long time, and I'd kind of just sat on it because I didn't really know, like, how to get it going or how to move it forward.
Do you mean you wrote a script?
Yeah, so I wrote the script. And
create your own content and watch those episodes. Sorry.
Absolutely. And I went
on a pilot, a feature, a short.
It's a short film. It was about 12 pages, which I thought was going to be, oh, you know, quick, easy.
Yeah.
You know, no, my short is 22 minutes long, and we had 3 days of shooting in four different locations. And the only thing that could have made that more difficult was doing it in the desert and adding a child.
Right, right.
So,
well, at least you didn't have a dog?
No, I did. I have a dog at my house. So when we were filming, someone had to be like the dog manager
the
and
dog
hold
wrangler.
Him. Yeah, so.
Okay, so how did you find this on SAG, though?
So I went onto the SAG website because I had heard rumors and like other people having done this before. So I went on the SAG website, and under like contracts and agreements, there's the new media forms. And so you have to find the exact new media form for you, because what a lot of people were doing, they were doing like YouTube videos and trying to get that registered as SAG and getting their SAG cards that way, which a 3-minute YouTube video in comparison to a short film is not the same.
Okay.
So I had to go in through the new media, prove it was a short film, a legitimate project. So I had to send them the script. I had to, you have to have SAG members cast in it in order for it to be eligible.
How many do you need?
So you
is
just,
there a minimum?
One. Okay. I went with, I had three in mine just to double make sure.
I didn't make the cut, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't make the cut.
So you do you think that if you had submitted a script to them that was not 12 pages long, that you wouldn't have been approved? Like, what do you, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but do you think a 3-page script could have been approved, a 5-page script, or do you think it had to be at least 10 or up pages?
I think that if you're telling a full story, a beginning, middle, and an end, and, you know, it has characters with a spine, that
it might be more
it'll
apt.
Be, yeah, it'll be more legitimate. As long as it's legitimate. Like, if you're trying to just, like, you know, throw them a script and be like, oh, look what I wrote, and this is, I'm, you have to really do it, too. They, at the end, want to see, like, okay, these were the days you filmed on, like, everybody has to sign paperwork, like, yes, I showed up, this is real, I got paid. So it's not
so
something you can
fake. There are actors or people who are in there who are reading scripts who probably know stories. So I think, well, you know, what Megan, what I'm hearing is it's, you know, not a bit, not like a
it's not a 2-minute sense, the 9-second scene you did for your reel. It's a legitimate short.
Yeah, exactly. And then so I filled out all the paperwork and I made a budget. I will
and
tell
you.
You
have to send all that in, right?
You have to have all of this before they'll approve you. Okay. So I had to send them all this paperwork.
So instead of all this paperwork, tell us what that would be. It would be the script.
The script. And then
the budget. Okay.
The form that they make you fill out first to make sure that this is, like, legit.
Okay.
Sorry, let's break those two things down. What is the form you have to fill out to make sure this is legit? What are you talking about?
So the form is on the SAG website.
Okay.
So you'll go under the new media, and then through the new media, they do have SAG stuff for YouTube videos and other things like that, but you have to go under the short film agreement.
Okay.
So there's a short – they'll send you a whole zip file, basically, and there's like 4 or 5 forms in this zip file under the short film agreement that you have to fill out.
Budget, what do you mean you made a budget?
So budget is something that you have to do personally. So they want to see, like, how many days of filming are you doing? How much are you paying for the locations? How much are you paying each actor? Because SAG
dues. This is important.
Yeah, this is very important. And something that I learned was you have to pay SAG dues, which is $125 a day. But if you don't offer insurance, you have to pay them 19% on top of that for them to pay for their own health insurance. So it ends up 125 times 0.19. I'm bad at math. That's why I'm an actress.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to pay them that daily rate. And then,
and just for the actors who are SAG or for every actor on the project?
The SAG actors. The non-union actors, they have a different fee. Off the top of my head, I don't remember it.
A smaller fee, I'm
smaller
assuming.
Fee, yeah. And then background also has, you have to pay background. And I believe I paid them around $89 a person. It was something like that. And then you have to have your hair, your wardrobe.
You have to have all of that.
You have
all
to have
of this
a crew.
in your budget. Yeah. Craft services, everything.
So let's say I have a friend who'd say, dude, I'll always do makeup for you no matter what. And they come
you
in
mean
and
for free, they
for
said.
Free. Right. Mm-hmm. And you can't put, can you put that within your thing saying I have hair, no fee or.
Well, I did everything on this, from writing the script to hair and makeup to props to everything.
So you were the hair and makeup artist.
So I was the hair and makeup artist. But what you account for in your budget is how much that makeup cost and how much your wardrobes cost. Because obviously, I mean,
what if they don't cost anything? What if people are just bringing it? That's not a good idea.
No, they do cost something. All clothes cost something.
Oh, regardless.
Did you get what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah. So even
if
it was my sweater.
If she's the hair and makeup person, it's her own makeup. She still bought the makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying. So you want to account for all of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got it.
And of course, you know, the odds of people having everything for it, because like I had a hospital scene, so I had to go out and purchase scrubs. So like that counts in my wardrobe budget.
Okay.
So yeah, they want to know every like detail of like what you're spending your money on, where this is going to, your crew, how much you're paying your crew, how many crew members.
Do you have to show proof of payment at some point?
Yes. So
so no one can work for free.
No one can work for free.
Okay.
And it's just like a SAG job. So you know when you show up on a SAG job, at the end of it, they have you sign that release form for like the W-2.
When you come in and when you come out.
Yeah, I worked on this date and so-and-so. So it's exactly like that. So you have to sign those, and then you have to send those back to SAG within a week, I think it is. And then you have to prove to them that you paid these people within 2 weeks. So,
and how do you do that? Did you have to use a payroll company?
You can use a payroll company,
right.
Which I did not use. I used Venmo.
Okay.
But
that tracks.
So yeah. Venmo is an app, and you paid people on the app.
Yeah, I paid people on the app.
And then did you have to send like screenshots of those payments to SAG?
I just sent the paperwork that everyone signed saying they got paid.
Okay.
So now if you weren't legitimate on this and someone signed it and then I sent it in, but they never got paid after that, they could call SAG.
Hey guys, just wanted to share a message from our sponsor. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place for free, which you can use right from your phone or computer. The creation tool allows you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm.
So you took care of that paperwork on set because you could Venmo on them at the time. They could look at their phone, then sign instead of a check and then having to follow up and that whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because basically when you're on set and you sign that form, it's a promise saying within so many days you'll get this.
Yes.
So they got it right then, which is actually nice for
that
us actors because, you know, half of us are paycheck to paycheck anyways.
Right.
So. Yeah, and that was the only issue I had with my paperwork was my budget, because when I sent it in, she was like, your numbers aren't correct with what you have to do through SAG. So I had to redo my budget a couple times.
Why were they not correct?
Because I didn't know that you have to pay the 19% for insurance to the actors.
Okay.
And just a couple other things like that I didn't think to put in there, like lighting.
Okay.
Like I was like, I had my cast and my crew in there, but they were like, okay, well, how much are you charging this person for lighting and, you know, to like rent equipment and stuff like that. So
right.
I had to also put that in there.
So at the end of the day, what does, because this sounds like you were trying to keep the cost as low as possible.
Yeah.
How much are people looking at spending if they're trying to get their SAG card through doing a short like this?
So, like I said, my script was 12 pages. It was 3 days of filming, and we had lots of locations and multiple actors. Now, if you can do a legitimate script with two or three people and you have one location, you could do it pretty cheap. Mine costs about $3,500.
Right.
Just because I had all of that. But realistically, I think you could probably do it for, you know, $1,200 to $1,500 if you did more of a minimal type
right.
script.
But a real story. I mean,
yeah.
A one location thing with two or three people, right?
Yeah.
And it could, and at least one SAG actor and stuff. I mean, I think you could get for $1,000 maybe or $1,500, but you still
need to have lighting. You have to have a location fee. You have to have hair and makeup. Those are things you have to have.
You don't have to pay. You have to have those things because it is a movie set. They know that those things are required. But like I said, I did everything. So what I was paying for, like makeup wise, was only the makeup I purchased. So like if I did lighting, if I had done lighting too, like if I had gotten up early and set up my living room with all the lights and everything like that, and then people just came in and filmed, then the lighting wouldn't be necessarily in the budget.
Could you put in, if they wanted to see something, could you like amortize your electricity bill for that day?
Yeah.
or say, you know, I'm using my mom's house, but my mom pays this much in mortgage, so that chunk of that day would be, I mean, is that ways to show that you're paying something?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you do, like I filmed in my personal home and then I filmed on a soundstage. So it was clear, but you also have to be careful because you have to get permits.
Yeah.
So if you film something like in a park or something like that, then the paperwork becomes even more difficult because you
and
have to get a permit.
Did you have to get permits?
No, I did not because I filmed in my own personal house and then I filmed on a stage, soundstage.
So looking back, if you were if you are making a short for the sole purpose of getting your SAG card, is your advice to film in a person's home where you don't need to get permits with two actors, one of them being SAG, one of them not being SAG, that being the person who's trying to get SAG, and doing as much as you can yourself as possible?
Absolutely. And I did mine too so that I had material to show and to put on my reel. But I really think if your whole thought process on this is I just want to get SAG eligible, go with a skeleton crew, you know, have a story that makes sense and, you know, mean something to you, but definitely do it like more minimalist because it's not something you have to spend a lot of money on.
Right. Right.
I think for a lot of people, even $1,500 is a lot of money.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Right. And so look, this brought up a very interesting conversation, right? You and I were talking about, so how do you pay for something like that? Right. Well, first of all, you know, Megan was working with me and said, listen, I'm going to have to bow out of class for a few months because I'm paying for this project. Mm-hmm. Number one, minimize your costs for that little while.
I'm sure you were supportive of that.
Of course. Yeah, of course. I totally understood
what
she was
doing. I think a lot of actors get afraid that their teacher's going to get pissed if they communicate that with them.
But you could. There was a time that I was going to leave an acting class for a trip to Europe, which would have been the best thing in the world with one of my best friends. And they said, well, if you leave, you can't come back. And, you know, and I was like, oh, well, I'm terrified. I don't want to leave. And which is so dumb because I would have had obviously amazing life experiences if I had gone. But
I think, too, though, if you're in a class and you're, you know, bowing out to progress your career and do something that if they tell you no, like you have to stay and pay for this class, that's not a class I want to be in. I want to be in a class with someone that's supportive and is like, you know what, save your money, put it towards your work, come back to me when you can.
Listen, I don't want to toot my own horn, but But many of my students leave and they go, well, I want to do this legitimate thing. And then they keep coming back and going, no one teaches like you or cares as much as you do. But I learned that from Mindy Sterling, who was also on our show. She was my teacher and she was just amazing. And the same way, it's harder on us because when you lose students, you're more heartbroken because you invest, you know. But that's the kind of teacher you want to be with.
The only point I'm saying is that if you have to, whether it's like bowing out of work or your internship or whatever phase you are in life, then people will understand. Don't use that as like a reason not to do it because you're afraid.
Good. Yeah, no, that's right. It's the two steps back for the five steps forward.
So then you make the actual project. Mm-hmm. And by the way, do you budget in editor and all of that stuff as well?
Yes. So I got very lucky and I work with a guy, his name's Ferguson. Shout out, Ferg.
Yay, Ferguson.
I work with him on all my projects.
Wait, what's his last name?
Save Rogue. He's Canadian.
Ferguson Save. Well, I want to give him a real shout out.
I put her on the spot because it looked like she couldn't remember his last name.
No, I know it, but I'm going to butcher it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If there's a hyphen in there too somewhere, so I don't know.
So you work with him on your projects.
So I work with him on all my projects. So I actually started a production company, Backbooth, and now I'm producing commercials and stuff like that. And he is my cinematographer, but he also does editing. So I lucked out with him because he was able to do both.
How did you meet him?
I met him through a person in my acting class.
Great.
I had sent out to the group chat, hey, I'm looking for a cinematographer. Like, can you guys recommend anybody? And this person private messaged me and was like, Ferguson, that's it, period. Go to him.
Yeah.
And then what rates do you have to pay them for this to be eligible?
There's no real rate for crew, right?
There's no real rate for crew. But
we can't do favors, otherwise it's not eligible.
Right.
Yeah. He set his own rate, and I believe in him 100%, and it was worth it for me to pay him what he wanted, because he's so good.
If you had a friend who would do it for free, but you have to prove that you've paid them, could you write a dollar? Like, is it just you need a form of payment there, or do you think that that would not be approved by SAG?
I don't know that would be approved by SAG. I think you would have to look in the fine print of the paperwork and see what the minimum is you can pay cast and crew. Because, I mean, you know, if you pay him and then he turns around and wants to invest in your next project, then that's his own choice. But I think I don't know the answer on that one because it would probably be fine print.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, I think if you could get away with $75 to $100 or something like that, saying that on a form, people would believe that.
Mm. Yeah. He was my biggest expense.
That's a good point, though, because I'm curious also, if you are asking your friends to do a lot of this, can you pay them and then they invest it in the project?
Right.
None of my friends did. But
right, I'm just wondering, again, for the people out there that are trying to do it on the super, super cheap, and they've got a ton of supportive friends around who are willing to do it, are you able to pay them and then they invest it into
post-production?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say yes.
Obviously, it's not on the paperwork.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
but
yeah,
I would say yeah.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Because they don't ask you in the paperwork where the money is coming from?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no, you don't have to, like, prove, like, oh, I got investors for this, or I worked two jobs while filming to pay for this. They don't really care where the money's coming from.
Mob boss.
Yeah.
So then you make the actual project, and then do you have to submit that to them as well?
Yeah.
Finished film.
You don't have to submit the finished film, but you have to submit, you know, a clip of this is real and it got filmed. And I sent them the movie trailer, which also it is on IMDb, the H word.
Wait, say it again.
The H word.
The H word. You heard that, folks.
What is the H word?
It's a movie about heroin.
Uh-oh. Were you drug addict?
No, my brother was. Oh, yeah. Recovered.
Okay, good. That's fantastic.
So give me a little bit of a timeline, just so we're clear. So first you have to fill out paperwork. Mm-hmm. You write the script. You fill out paperwork. And then you have to wait till that's approved before you can even start filming.
Yes. So a good thing to throw in there is that
That's right. You told me this.
You have to have everything submitted 25 days before your first film date. So if this is something you're interested in, I would at least get the paperwork started, you know, a month and a half in advance. And then if there are changes to cast or budget or whatever, you have some flexibility in time. But their rules, it has to be in 25 days before. So
At least, yeah. So if it's longer, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, that would be fine, I'm
sure. Okay.
And then I just kind of followed up with them to make sure, you know, they have a lot coming in. And so I didn't hear from them for a while. So I was like, hey, did you get this? And so I was kind of on them.
Did you have a point person? Did you have a point person, like one person that was helping you with your project?
Yeah.
Okay. And so once you meet them, you get their extension and you can talk. Okay.
And then that'll be your direct point of contact. Yeah.
Okay. So then you submit that paperwork. It gets approved. You actually then film the project.
Yes. And while you're filming, they have paperwork you have to fill out each day.
Each day of filming.
And they give you that paperwork.
They do. They send you that paperwork. Yeah. But you can't just get that paperwork. They have to send it to you because I would assume then people would just print it different projects, you know?
Right.
So yeah, that's why the timeline is important.
So is that emailed and then you can print it out, or do they?
It's emailed, yeah.
Okay.
But that's why it's important that the dates are done, because if you lie on your dates, then you're going to get those papers after you've already filmed, and then you're going to have to hunt people down to sign it.
So be legit.
Yeah, be legit.
Okay.
And then you fill out the paperwork while you're filming.
Yeah.
Right.
And then what's the next step?
The next step is you send in your final cast sheet and the each individual participant sheet. You send all of that to them. And then when the project's done, you send them your little clip and that's it.
Right.
But that doesn't.
That's it as in what? That's it as in then you are SAG eligible, or then you have to do something?
So that's it for the short film agreement. Now, to become SAG eligible, you have to reach out to them again and be like, hi, I was on this project. Here's the production number. I would like to join SAG through this. So it doesn't make you the short film agreement doesn't make you SAG eligible. It makes you a must join. So once they approve you and they approve your production number and they get the final cast sheet and everyone's individual forms, then you can email them and be like, I want to join SAG. They'll approve it to see that, yes, your project was legitimate, and then you have to join. So
okay.
Oh, so you're not actually SAG eligible.
You're not SAG eligible. You're a SAG must join. So it's a little, you kind of need to be ready to go if you're going to go this route.
Okay.
So, oh, interesting.
But the thing about being a must join is that I've been a must join since August because I got this and I told my new agency, because the whole reason I did it was to get an agent. I told them, oh, well, I did this short film. I'm a must join, blah, blah, blah. They were like, okay, well, wait. Because if we can get you any non-union commercials and stuff like that, we will. And if you do book something that's SAG, it'll
instantly
pay you enough to join.
Instantly.
So it was crazy that I put all this pressure on becoming SAG, and then the moment I got it, they were like, oh, great, you're SAG eligible. We'll sign you, but don't join yet.
But you wouldn't have been able to get signed unless you were a must join, because you weren't SAG eligible.
Yep.
You were a must join.
Yeah. So it's such a double-edged, through-the-hoops type thing.
First of all, and no agent is going to say, you know, is going to appreciate the fact that you were that proactive, that you did put that time in.
You mean all agents are going to appreciate that?
I would think it would give you an advantage, of course. You know, I mean, some agents may not, but I mean, I would think it would be a leg up over, you know, another, you know, actress who just wants an agent and hasn't been doing anything.
Just to clarify for the people at home who this is very new to them, what is the difference between a must join and eligible?
It doesn't seem
not
like that
a
much.
Whole lot.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
Yeah, so
right?
A must join means that if you book another SAG project, you have to join before you can even do that project.
Right.
Eligible means that you can do two projects before you have to join.
Okay.
So the two, I mean, it's kind of about money too. So if you become eligible, you get two jobs to kind of save money to then join, or you become a must join. And you either have to have the cash on you, or that project you book hopefully pays the $3,300.
Yeah, because it could be
$300 is the dues to
is
become
the
dues to become SAG. Yeah.
But you could book a SAG ultra low budget for $100, and you know,
and
you'd
you
still
have
to join anyway.
Yeah.
So
or turn down the project.
Or
turn
down,
it down
the project until, right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think that, now just, we kind of skipped over this part, but it's really, really important. This can be done, not in California. Mm-hmm. This can be done all over the country. You can do this anywhere.
So this can be done in California.
This can be, I'm saying, I meant.
Not only in California.
Not only.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not only in California. It can be done anywhere. And obviously it probably could be done a lot cheaper other places without permits and things like that.
So you never actually had to go into the SAG office?
No, I never had to go into the SAG office. I just emailed them. They were like, yes, you're a must join. Whenever you're ready, come in and sign the paperwork.
And how quickly after you sent in the paperwork did they – I know you went through a couple of changes, but after you had your final paperwork in, how quickly were you approved to be a SAG project?
Oh, I gave them 2 weeks. Because I was assuming that they were processing it, because I never heard back from them. And then after 2 weeks, I finally like followed up and was like, hey, did you get this? Can I join? And they were like, oh, yeah, you're good.
Wow.
So they're not going to reach out to you and be like, oh, now you're SAG eligible.
No,
or,
I'm saying after you put in the paperwork for your project.
For the project.
Mm-hmm. I waited 2 weeks because I didn't hear anything from them. Once I submitted everything, they weren't like, okay, we got it. You're good. It's kind of like a no news is good news type thing.
No, I think we're
like, am I confusing?
The first step that you ever took before, so I'm not talking about before you submitted to be SAG must join. I'm saying you write a project, you write the thing, then you submit the paperwork.
Oh, okay. Step one. You hear back pretty quickly within like 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
Yeah. They're pretty quick on that. I thought you were talking about at the end of the project.
Yeah, no. I get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then here's the other thing, guys. Like, I did that episode and told you about how I couldn't join Groundlings because I didn't have enough money. I worked double shifts forever. Megan was telling me she worked really hard. You could put this on a credit card if you wanted to finance it yourself that way. Family and friends, an Indiegogo if you wanted to.
Crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm. There's different ways to do it. But you could probably do that. I mean, my God, even if you just picked up a delivery gig for 6 weeks or something, you know, I mean, just an extra source of income, you could do that.
Well, absolutely. Like our social media episodes for the last couple of weeks, there's all different ways that you can try to be making money, you know, off of YouTube or Instagram or Twitter or all different things as well.
Yeah, exactly. So give us just a couple do's that you say do and don't. And I think you've already covered one, and I don't know if that would be one of, but you're saying do be legitimate. Don't try to cheat the calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. Do be legitimate. And just do it. Like if you don't
do
wait,
it.
Don't wait around for, you know, people to book you or, you know, these background roles. I was doing it for 2 years, just kind of like twiddling my thumbs waiting, and nothing was coming from it. So I would say, just if you're, you know, holding back on something or afraid you don't have the money or whatever, do it, because you'll figure it out as you go.
In the process, what's something people should not do? What are things that you just shouldn't do?
Me personally, I took on a lot of the responsibilities of the film. Like I said, I did everything from writing it to hair and makeup, and I think that, and I was in it. So I think at the end of the day, it was too much burden on my shoulders. I would say, you know, ask for help. Don't take it all on yourself.
Okay.
It
sounds like obviously don't fudge the paperwork or don't mess with them or try to massage the system.
Absolutely,
it sounds like,
yeah.
Right?
And also other things, do not shoot where you need permits. If you're just trying to get your SAG card, it sounds
right.
like that's
yeah.
an extra cost. And another, I'm not sure if this lies on the do or do not. Do you think getting insurance actually would have saved you money on that 19%? Or do you think the 19% is worth it instead of having to get insurance?
Personally, I think the 19% was worth it just because.
I'm dealing with insurance right now for location.
Do pay the extra 19%.
Yeah, do pay the extra 19% because the policies are not that easy.
I can't even get personal health insurance. I'm like, what?
Right.
So
right.
Confusing.
Yeah.
So that, I,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know you think you took on too much, but our amazing Jeff Graham in the booth was showing us footage. I don't know if you guys saw up there, and you looked
it was
incredible. So.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
he was playing.
Great.
I think that you took on just the right amount.
Yeah. He was playing some clips of it.
Oh, really, yeah.
There
awesome.
You go. Yeah. I'm very, look at that.
Looks pretty great.
It looks
and
really
good,
actually.
And that's a girl
good,
from my acting class. And,
wow. Is there anyone I know from your acting class?
Tim is in it.
Tim is in it.
He plays the dad. So Ryan was in. That's my brother. I work with him at the bar that I work at.
He's your real life brother?
No. Oh, he plays the brother in the film. So yeah. So everyone in it was people I know. I always work with people that I like. And
who did Tim play?
Tim played my dad.
Tim is a student. Guys, if you're way back in the beginning of this podcast when we said, should you move out here? He tells a story about how he moved out from Nashville to come in here after he saw my workshop. So
do cast
success.
People that you know are going to be on time and that you like
trustworthy. Don't reach out to people just because they look cool and you don't know them at all. It's too hard to guess if they're going to be professional and show up.
And that was one of the biggest things we ran into was scheduling with everyone. And, you know, people, it's LA and we're all actors and we've got egos. And so that was one of the biggest things I ran into was I have to leave at 4:00. And I'm like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
Fine. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Ferguson, you're saying he was the director, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is beyond informative. If there's anything else, I'll tell my story from the set.
Go ahead.
From my Doug Van Bever, who was in there doing the Create Your Own Content episode with us. If you guys saw that, check it out. But he did a short sketch called Psyche on Melrose about a restaurant where all the waiters are trained psychologists. Did you see that play?
I went to that play, yes. It's very funny.
Yeah, and so he made it years later. I saw him do it over and over again. He made it into a short. He asked me to play the lead because I had a little more credits than him. I was terrified because I've seen him do it over and over again, but he really helped me through it. He did that. And through that opportunity, and he did everything legit as well. He wasn't doing it to become SAG, but then, years later, like 8 years later, we made it into a play and now we're in, talks, to, make it into a TV show right now. So, you never know what can happen when you create your own content and make things happen. But, I mean, I just think this is an amazing opportunity. I have literally people that I will be calling over the next couple of days who've been going, well, what can I do? And I was like, this is the key. This is one of the most important episodes. Like I said, Roxy's been chomping at the bit going, when is Megan coming in? When is Megan coming in? So, you know, it's very exciting. Where can they – so the H word on H
– So the H word, it's on my website, MeganLWilliams.com.
Great.
It's on my IMDb, the trailer.
Okay.
It is still in film festivals, so you can't see the whole thing yet. But if you go to the Olympus Film Festival
– Okay.
Festival, if I can talk. That's in North Hollywood in May. It'll be playing there.
Yay, nice.
Oh, yeah.
And social media, where can people find you?
At MeganLouise217.
Great.
I'm everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
Mr. Fantabulous.
I blew it, guys. I was supposed to have a unified social media handle by this week, and
oh,
I do not.
You didn't?
So I,
wow.
I know. Wow. But you know what? Follow me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
And wow. I, across the board, a student of the fabulous
heck
Roxy,
yeah.
Everywhere at Sean Whalen Actor. As always, thank you for letting me be part of your journey.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.